Want to read this book?
Book reading number two.
What happened to this one, though? We don't want to look at him, huh? I wanted you to read that one because you know that book really well. Cat and dog. Who walks out through the back door?
Cat.
Who walks pitter-patter down the garden?
Cat.
Who walks tiptoe along the wall?
Cat.
Who jumps down into the alley?
Cat.
Who goes scritch-scratch against the fence?
Cat.
Who walks tall tail between the bottles?
Cat.
Who should watch out round the corner?
Cat.
Watch out, cat. What are those?
Mouse.
Yeah. Oh, look at, what's that?
Doggy.
Yeah, dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip snap round the corner?
Doggy.
Yeah. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer?
Doggy.
Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap down the alley getting closer, getting closer? Dog. Snip-snap, jump, cat. Oh, look at the cat. Jump, dog. Chasing the cat's tail. Who falls back? Dog. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Cat. Up the garden, who walks pitter-pat? The cat. Through the back door, who comes back?
Cat.
Softly, safely, cat. The end. See how dogs chase cats? But the cat can climb up the wall and the dog can't. How's that? Read it again. One more time, okay? Okay. Who walks out through the back door? Who walks pitter-pat down the garden?
Uh-oh, it's me.
That's a bird. Who walks tiptoe along the wall? Cat. Who jumps down into the alley? Who goes scritch-scratch against the fence?
Cat.
Who walks tall tail between the bottles?
Cat.
Who should watch out round the corner?
Yeah.
Watch out, cat. Dog. Oh, boy. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner? Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap around the corner between the bottles getting closer? Dog. Quick, cat, quick. Who runs snip-snap down the alley getting closer, getting closer? Dog. Snip-snap, jump, cat. Jump, dog. Who falls back? Dog. It's a silly dog. Along the wall, who walks tiptoe? Up the garden, who walks pitter-pat? Through the back door, who comes back? Softly, safely, cat. Yeah. He's not barking at anything. You love this book. This is a great book for you. I think you guys. If you give a mouse a cookie, he's going to ask for a glass of milk. When you give him the milk, he'll probably ask you for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he'll want to look in the mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks into the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim, so he'll probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping. He might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. He may even end up washing the floors as well. When he's done, he'll probably want to take a nap. You'll have to fix up a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story. So you'll read him one from one of your books, and he'll ask to see the pictures. When he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited he'll want to draw one of his own, and he'll ask for papers and crayons. He'll draw a picture. When the picture is finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. Then he'll want to hang the picture on your refrigerator, which means he'll need scotch tape. He'll hang up his drawing and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him that he's thirsty. So he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's going to want a cookie to go with it.
You got a book.
It's got a lot of nice pictures in it. He likes that book.
I have my book, Mommy.